Today, the Sunday of St. Thomas, we see St. Thomas not present when Jesus comes to his apostles and says the words that are still repeated by faithful Jews today. Shalom. Peace be with you. Merv Shim. Because shalom is a deeply rooted Jewish word that means I have peace because I believe in my God. I have peace because I trust in my God. I have peace because my conscience is clear and I am following the right path. And this brings me freedom and satisfaction. Perhaps you heard the words forgive and forget. These are not the words of the gospel. The words of the gospel are forgive and remember. St. Thomas says, I will not believe that Jesus rose from the dead until I put my finger in the nail prints and my hand in his side, where the Roman soldier pierced his side with a lance. Christianity does not close its eyes to injury. It never says evil didn't happen. It never says you didn't hurt me or I didn't hurt someone else. We are called to remember when Jesus got up from the dead, he didn't say, don't worry about it, nothing happened. No, he showed his apostles and St. Thomas, this is where the nails were put in because you abandoned me. This was where the sword pierced my side because my apostles ran away and the people that I cured forgot to defend me. But I take a stand and the cycle of violence and betrayal stops with me. So every time you are injured and hurt by someone, you have a choice. You can recycle injury and continue the evil and the pain and say, I will never forgive or forget. Or you can say, I will never forget, but I will forgive. And the greater the injury, perhaps the greater the example would be how we as a people who are called to follow our crucified Savior stop violence in its track. Because we are free people, we do not react what people do to us. No one will ever force me to hate them. No one will ever force me to repeat evil in my thoughts and in my actions because I am called by the gospel to remember how much the evil hurt me when it was done to me, and I never want to do the same to somebody else. Forgive and remember how bad evil was, so you never do it again. Христос воскрес!